my illustrious guest is none other than Jack Blood, who is a legend in the truth movement and has maintained integrity, but not an audience. But which is one of the things that happens when you're correct, isn't it, Jack? If you sitting around saying, look, don't panic, it's not the end of the world, everybody wants to hear the end of the world, don't they? And if you're right, they stop listening to you. But if you say, oh, it's the end of the world, we're all going to die, get your guns and your storable dried food and your Patriot Snuggie, oh my God, the Shiite Muslims going to hit the fan, and then nothing happens, everybody won't be your friend.
Patriot Snuggie. I love that.
It's a Snuggie that has a gun holster and 6 years of dried food in it.
You know what, Vinny? First of all, I reach 45,000 people a week and about 1 million people a year. So I'm not complaining. You know, we get the word out. And the reason that we're not plastered all over everything is because there's a new generation that's come in and they're sucking up the oxygen, and good for them. I mean, that's why we did what we did 10, 15 years ago, is so there would be new generations coming, and you alluded to that in the last segment. So I'm pretty happy to give them the limelight. But seeing as I've interviewed thousands of experts and read hundreds and hundreds of books on the subject of deep covert operations, and I have a pretty decent understanding and an amazing track record, a lot of the people listen to us, Vinny, and don't listen to anyone else because there just isn't anyone like Jack Blood. And I'm proud of that. We have our niche and you do. And maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe that's kind of the new era of new media, is that there's just a lot of people, you know, having 15 minutes or something. But I'm real proud of the work we do. And now I do a weekly podcast at deadlinelive.info. We're having amazing guests. I'm focusing a lot of time on putting out quality products here that normally I couldn't do when I was live and everything just spun out of control and people put the show on. I couldn't control it. Right now, we're working really hard to put together a weekly quality product, and I hope people will come check it out and support us. We have no commercials for anything. It's totally listener supported, and you support and you donate to us, and we take our giant bank of karma and we dole a little bit out to all of you and do what we can for our friends and our family and our people out there. But no annoying commercials, just cool rock and roll and great guests and very, I hope, unique commentary.
How many years have you been in this game, Jack?
I've been on the radio every day since 1995, you know, one way or another. But I did do about 5 years first of, I think we started our news show in May of 2001, literally just months before 9/11. And I'd done music shows and stream of consciousness shows before that. So I have a real love for the medium. You know, I don't do TV, even though I've had a lot of offers to do stuff like that. I don't do videos. I don't write books, at least right now. I mean, we're just doing what we do, and that's my art form. And I consider myself, above all else, a revolutionary poet. Yeah, but that's what I say. Let's talk about art, said the fool to the idiot. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that you're kind of like a... Well, I hope you don't take offense to this, but you're kind of like George Norrie in a lot of ways, is that you don't really change much. You know, like you stay irrevocably the same guy, and you stay really down to earth no matter how many years you've been in radio, no matter how big your audience gets. And I was just wondering, you know, if for people who are rising up, even maybe people like myself, how do you maintain your integrity? How is it that you stay so down to earth with so many years of experience to under your belt?
Okay, well, I'll go there. First of all, I'm from Seattle. So you've seen what happens to Seattle bands when they get famous. They kill themselves. It's the two things just don't go together. So I hate fame, and I've had several incarnations of it, I guess, in my life, and I usually will sabotage myself if it even comes. So, you know, I don't take myself that seriously. I have a family around me that is extremely supportive, that sacrificed for a decade for me to do what I do and what helps people, we feel, and what's putting, you know, some positive energy into the world. And I'm just ultimately committed to not crossing the line. So even though I've been called a sellout and people have made stuff up about me, they can't ever prove anything, Vinny, because I never did. And I walked away before hitching myself to these wagons, a Patriot wagon, a Republican wagon, a Libertarian wagon, a Green Party wagon, a Democrat wagon, a liberal, a conservative, a progressive, an anarchist. I just don't do it. I don't join groups. I don't hitch myself to wagons, and we go our course. And I try to really feed off the energy from our audience. I try to really, you know, put myself in their shoes. And those are the kind of debates we have, not because I want to have them, because I feel that people want to have that debate. So we try to serve that purpose.
In other words, you try to live your life for your audience's sake, not for your own sake, right?
Well, listen, Picasso never sold a painting. You know what I'm saying? Does it matter? What success you have while you're alive in this world, does it matter? I don't think that Bill Cooper thought he'd be as successful as he is even today. You know, going back, if I want to just drop that name, or if we want to look at, we could just go back to all the Anthony Sutton. We can just rip through all the old names and those guys that are gone now, and they would never have imagined that so many millions of people would have saw their work. They were doing mimeographs and passing them out in bookstores. You know what I'm saying? People were getting subscriptions through magazines and newsletters. You know, so I think what we do now, I really truly believe that what we're doing now will be remembered forever, and that's why I encourage everybody to get their feet wet, get in. You're going to be looked at going back in time, because this time is so monumentous in history. You know, this, we're the bridge from analog to digital. We're the bridge from, you know, gears to circuits, and from satellites to, you know, going and banging people's doors down with muskets. You know what I mean? This is a huge change in this time, and we're kind of responsible for it. So I think people will look back in history, and they'll look at Vinny Eastwood, and hopefully they'll look at me, and they'll see the work we did, and it will mean something to them 100 years from now. So I don't even really care about what's going on now. I put the energy out. I hope to create the world I want to live in.
I was just thinking about this the other day. Let's say there's somebody in the truth movement who's got, like, I don't know, a big following or whatever, and you want a piece of that following, but you know that that person's not a good person. Like, they're actually a really bad person. And I was just thinking about this the other day, and I was just like, you know what? I don't want that. I don't want to actually associate with anybody who I don't actually respect as a good, decent person, no matter what they're offering me, no matter what they can give me.
I'm really lucky that I don't live in that world and I don't live in that bubble. I believe in ideas over personalities, and I'm really looking to recruit new people into thinking for themselves. I'm not asking them to think anything in particular. I just want them to do the diagnostic for themselves. I want them to use critical thinking, if that's not too cliche. So for me, I don't want anything to do with the existing pie. I'll let you know who's
going to bake your own pie, bro. You don't want scraps from the king's table.
Yeah, I want to go out and make the pie bigger, and you know, let's because it's not going to take everybody in the world. It's only going to take a small percentage of people in the world to come to a consensus that we don't want violence, we don't want to be ruled by violence, and that we don't want to pay for violence, and that just gets me started. So you know, this isn't about personalities, and I know that when people start getting into this information cycle, they do settle on personalities. They start trusting people and all the rest. That's just human nature. It has nothing to do with my work or the condition that I think we're in. So if an idea is good, people will back it, and it will become a consensus, and that will become a reality.
Well, you know, we mentioned on the hour before you came on, Jack, about the old Gandhi quote about being the change that you want to see. And I think that's really a great philosophy to follow. But the point being that you can't be what anybody else wants you to be. You have to be who you are comfortable with being.
And it's real easy for us to say, you know, the jobs we have, we're really lucky. You and I are two lucky men. We're doing what we want to do. We're doing something that we feel, you know, serves a higher purpose. And we get a lot of, you know, creative satisfaction from the whole thing, and we're not going and working for wages. Watch the movie Misfits. It's all about working for wages versus going out and making your own way in the world. It's the last Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable movie, but it's just a fantastic movie. And I actually play clips from that movie on my show every once in a while. You know, so the people are out there and they do have to work for wages. They do have to go take shit from their boss every day, pardon my false. And they do have to, you know, live a life that is at the specs and the conditions of others. And we just want to soften that up. We just want to make that not so intrusive and not so bad, because it wasn't 20 or 30 years ago. So, you know, if we can make a little bit, we don't have to figure out and solve the world's problems right now, but if we can make things a little bit better today, I talk about positive austerity a lot, which is saving money on things that make us miserable. We don't pay for them, you know, this kind of thing. And now that more and more people, I think, are opening up almost through osmosis on this, Vinny, I'm seeing the change all around me. So I live in East Atlanta. If I haven't told you this, there's not a box store. There's not a chain store. There's not a 7-Eleven. There's not a Burger King or a McDonald's. None of that. It's not allowed in our area. It's just the people won't stand for it. It's all local and homegrown and natural and clean. And that could be moving on.
Yeah. Well, I think baby steps got us into this situation. But the counterculture and resistance to this, I believe, has a snowball effect. It's getting bigger and bigger until eventually it's just going to wash away all this crap that is destroying our lives and our consciousness on a consistent basis. And it's men like Jack Blood, ladies and gentlemen, who maintain their integrity through the scumbaggery that are the examples to follow, but not the men you want to become. You want to become your own man, your own woman, and have your own course through life. And that's, I think, the example that Jack Blood really poses for me. Thank you, Jack, and we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay bold, and hi to all my friends at America.